Thanks for checking out the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, powered by Ashley Home Store, where you can spring into style and get up to 20% off store-wide, plus pay no interest for 36 months, or enjoy 60 months no interest for a limited time. Fresh new looks and amazing prices store-wide. Ashley Home Store, this is home on Fair Park Boulevard in Jonesboro.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
It's Brandon. It's Kelly. David's off today, so he should be back from the beach by Monday. If you're trying to track David and you're wondering if David has yet to speak to us this week, even though we've reached out to check on him multiple times, he was in the middle of a tropical depression.
Yeah.
And we wanted to make sure he was okay.
Yeah, of course.
And he wouldn't respond
to us.
That's
all we were doing was just checking on him.
He thought we were trying to make fun of him.
Well, and we're like a family. We just want to check on our work son.
Yes. And again, if we all go out, people look at us like Kelly and I are a couple.
Yes.
And David is our kid.
Son.
We walked into the recruitment office at Arkansas State trying to mess with one of our friends who works there. And his coworker said, yeah, your roommate and his parents came up.
That's, oh man.
So I don't know what to think about that. Hey, today is National Donut Day.
It's always a good day.
There's a number of places doing free donuts, like Krispy Kreme's doing a deal where you can get a free donut just for walking in the store. So shout out to our friends over there at Krispy Kreme. They said that Walmart's doing something too, where you can get free glazed donuts. Walmart plans on giving away 1.2 million donuts today.
Oh, wow. Somebody was busy.
So that's kind of cool, right?
Yeah.
We can celebrate today. They say that 91% of Americans love donuts.
That's a pretty big percentage.
Do you love them?
Yeah.
Because I love them too.
Yeah.
Don't eat them probably as much as I want.
Yeah.
One of the things that I'm really shocked about with my son is that I'm like, because every weekend on either Saturday or Sunday, I say to Kai, hey man, want to go get some donuts?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, no, I don't really want to eat breakfast. And I'm like, I remember as a kid when Nana would call and Nana would be like, would you like for me to take you kids to go get some donuts?
It was like the greatest thing ever.
It was a celebration.
Mm-hmm.
But Kai's just not a breakfast eater.
Well, if I bring donuts home, they're gone in like 1.2 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
Everything I bring home is gone like the next morning. I can go get like $300 of groceries one night and the next day, especially summertime because the kids are home and all they want to do is eat and graze and snack. And I mean, they're at the refrigerator in the pantry like every 5 seconds.
Because we get bored.
Well, that, and I've got a 15-year-old son, 14-year-old stepdaughter, and a 10-year-old stepson. So it's like they're constantly, it's growing and eating and they can eat everything. They eat everything.
Well, and Kai's the same way.
Yeah.
So my mother, who is visiting this week, and I don't know when she's going to go home, but she'll probably be here through the weekend at least. She was like, why do you go to the store so much? I'm like, because we have to have food. Yeah, because like with her, she goes to the store, maybe twice a month?
Right.
And for me, it's like every couple of days we have to restock. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking today, like, what am I going to make this weekend that we can not spend a fortune on?
Especially if you're eating healthy and you have a lot of fruits and vegetables and they go bad. So you just get a few at a time and then you got to go back. Yeah.
That's why I buy the frozen vegetables. But my wife doesn't like the frozen vegetables, the steamables and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, they just don't taste very good.
But they're easy.
They give me gas.
All vegetables do.
Did
you just say that?
That didn't mean not about my wife. That accidentally came.
Right. You gave me a look like, oh no, that's probably going to get me in trouble.
I didn't mean it about her.
It happens, Leslie.
It's not about her. Will you stop stirring that into being about, that's not a good friend. I've already told you about being a good friend and today you're not a good friend.
Sorry.
Do you buy fresh vegetables?
Sometimes, it just depends on what I'm doing. Like if I'm making a salad, for sure. I don't want, to thaw out some raw vegetables.
No, that's not good.
Yeah.
But I can tell you right now, if you pull out the drawer, like the vegetable drawer at my house, guess what? All rotten vegetables.
Right.
Cucumbers and broccoli and lettuce.
Avocados.
Like, let's say you make one salad, right?
Yeah.
And then 2 days later, your lettuce is brown.
I know.
Ugh. Hmm. Anyway, so you go to the store for me this weekend?
Yeah, sure.
I would say that I'd return the favor, but you guys eat way more food than we do.
We do.
What's your average grocery bill, like if you're going to go?
Gosh.
Do you go once a week?
We get in modes, but I would say probably $200 every time I go.
Do you pass out?
Almost. I'm always like, please go through.
I know. I sympathize.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh,
happy
yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Yeah. Happy birthday.
Wait.
Happy birthday to you.
Well, time for birthdays for today. It's Friday, June the 1st of 2018. Local birthdays, local celebrities, here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Joe Grantham from Wynn, who's happy celebrating birthday. Harmony Hiller of Jonesboro. We have Christy happy Silva celebrating a birthday today. Jeremy Tabor of Jonesboro celebrates a birthday.
Happy birthday.
What's up, Jeremy? Happy birthday. Mark Johan has a birthday today. Mandy Ball from Wynn is 28. Dana McFarland of Jonesboro, 35 years old today. Landon Reel of Pocahontas is turning 9. And Jennifer Wolf from Wynn has a birthday today as well. All right, tomorrow's birthday is Tanya Moore celebrating. Lisa Dixon from Wiener has a birthday. Spencer Bateman. Michael Hanna has a birthday tomorrow. Rod Emerson has a birthday. Christy Cosby. Debbie Spence of Jonesboro, happy birthday. Caleb Saipa has a birthday tomorrow. Marilyn McAvoy of Jonesboro. Brad Swing turns 40 tomorrow.
He's joining the club.
So happy birthday. And also tomorrow, David the Barrel Boy has a birthday.
Dun, 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 dun.
So happy birthday to David as he drives back on his birthday.
Yes.
Sunday birthdays, Jenny Bags of Jonesboro. Happy birthday, Jenny. Cheria Plunkett has a birthday on Sunday. Mark Sifford of Jonesboro has a birthday on Sunday. And so does Cameron Saipa from Jonesboro on Sunday. And if you have a birthday today or this weekend, we say this. We say happy birthday to all y'all. And you celebrate with these celebrities.
Tom Holland is 22 today. Guy that plays Spider-Man.
Yeah, he was also in Might Still Be Dating Zendaya.
Yes.
So Kai's a little bit jealous of Spider-Man.
Amy Schumer is 37 today, comedian.
Yep.
Alanis Morissette is 44 today, and you know we have to play some Alanis.
Here comes the 90s, y'all. And probably my favorite one.
And every time you speak her name,
does she know how you told me and hold me until you die, until you die, pray you still alive.
So, if you were alive in the mid-90s and you were a female, pretty much you loved Alanis Morissette.
Addicted to this album.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Heidi Klum is 45 today. Didn't you tell me you have her coffee table book on your coffee table? Or actually, you have it hidden under your couch.
Yeah. She is elite.
She is elite. That's a great word.
One of the
Brandon.
Elite. Elite. No, I think she's so really pretty.
Mm-hmm. Ronnie Dunn of Brooks and Dunn is 65 today.
Yeah. Heel to toe, dose to dose. Come on, baby, let's go. Boot scoot.
Brandon, sit down.
I love this.
Baby, meet me on back. We're going to boogie.
I sing more country when I'm singing Brooks and Dunn.
Yeah.
Get down, turn around, go to town. Boot scoot,
boogie. Ronnie Dunn celebrating his birthday today.
Morgan Freeman is 81 today. Now, Saturday.
Is that Rodney's dad?
Yes. It is, I'm pretty sure.
I think it might be.
Yeah. Tomorrow, Wayne Brady is 46. He was the guy on Whose Line Is It Anyway? Loved him.
Yeah. He was also on The Chappelle Show.
Yes.
Remember when he showed up and he was saying bad words and everybody was shocked?
Yes.
Okay.
Dana Carvey is 63 today. Of course, Saturday Night Live.
Yeah,
not
but he
gonna
was.
Gonna do it.
He was Garth.
Yeah. And George W. Bush. No, George Bush is the one he played, I think, on Saturday Night Live.
Okay. But he was Garth on Wayne's World.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Kelly.
Jerry Mathers is 70. The Beave on Leave It to Beaver.
I love The Beaver. That was one of my favorite shows.
Yeah, that was a good show. Sunday, we have Anderson Cooper is 51. And Susie Quattro is 68. From Happy Days.
Thank you, Kelly.
Welcome.
I think we go back and do some more Brooks and Dunn just because. Yes. I mean, come on. Happy birthday, Ronnie Dunn.
Oh, I saw the light. I've been baptized by the fire in your touch and the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again. I'm a brand new man.
That's a good one. This is a good one.
Where you look, where you laugh, where you love with all you have. There ain't nothing about you that don't do something for me. The way
or where you cry, or where you move when you walk by. There ain't nothing about you.
How about this one?
I spend most every night beneath the light of a neon moon.
Or maybe this one.
Oh, I saw the light. I've been baptized.
I think you just played
it.
You like that one a lot.
And this one. There's so many. I have all of my button bar. Ronnie Dunn celebrating today. Let's give away a Kate Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard. Congratulations goes out to Harmony Hiller. The winner of a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard and the Big 107.9 K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, so I always get a kick out of waking up, going to my email, and realizing that we have new music, right?
Yeah.
So Florida Georgia Line sends us the new song. It's called Simple. And I thought, why not go ahead and give you a sneak peek at it right now? So here it is, Florida Georgia Line's latest. Again, it's called Simple.
It's like 1, 2, 3, just as easy as can be. Just the way you look at me, you make me smile. Ain't no need to complicate it. We both know that's overrated. We've been there, it's safe to say it ain't our style. It's just that simple, S-I-M-P-L-E, simple as can be. It's just that simple.
Georgia Line.
It's like 1, 2, 3.
It's new stuff. You can check out the full song. It's up right now on the BBITM blog at KFIN.com.
So Maren Morris is touring right now in New Zealand and Australia, so I think she's having an amazing time. But it seems like she was having one of those days where she was feeling that overwhelming sense of being blessed about, you know, I have this life, I have this job, look what I get to do. Yeah. And she's not just talking about the singer-songwriter job, but more of the big picture of kind of being the boss of running the whole show. And this is what she says, and I'm gonna quote her. One of my favorite things about being a boss, bar none, is taking care of people, band and crew salaries and healthcare, knowing that they can come talk to me directly and not my assistant, offer ideas, and creative and building loyalties both ways is so cool.
That is
so cool. I think that's really neat that she's committed to taking care of her team.
Well, because sometimes an artist just takes out a road team.
Yeah.
And then there's no real benefits. Mm-hmm. You get paid by the night and you're kind of done. Mm-hmm. I think it's cool she did that the other way. Hallelujah, right?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Can I get a hallelujah? Can I get an amen? Feels like the Holy Ghost running through ya. When I play,
if she's offering good insurance, I'm volunteering to go to work for Maren Morris.
There you go.
Is that bad to say?
No.
I'm going to tweet her in a minute. Also, Keith Urban has a brand new video out. You know, he teams up with Julia Michaels for the song Coming Home. The video's out. It's pretty cool. You can check it out. Both of them are in the video. Again, that one's up right now on the BBITM blog at KFIN.com.
There's a place that I know that
it's this song here.
I've got to get back now to the ones who love me. Wrap myself around you, never let you go. There's nothing in the world that feels like the place that I know that they all know me. I've got to get back now to the ones who love me.
That video's up on the blog. Florida Georgia Line is there. The new stuff from Maroon 5 and Cardi B with all the empowering females too. The BBITM blog at KFIN.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I'm going to go ahead and be really honest right now. You just kind of creep me out a little bit.
Why?
You do weird things all the time.
Well, that's just me. But
like, okay, so Kelly's over here telling me that one of her kids thinks her house might be haunted.
And they're silly about it. Like, it's dumb. Like, it's just, They just say it to be silly.
They know it's not, but still.
Yeah.
So as soon as Kelly says the house is haunted, all of a sudden Siri starts talking to her. But it sounded like it was like man Siri.
Well, I do have Siri as a man. He actually sounds like Hugh Jackman.
But you didn't say, hey, Siri.
No.
You said my house might be haunted, and all of a sudden he just started talking to us in the room. And you looked over concerned.
And what popped up was, is your house haunted?
Oh, you didn't say,
no.
Hey, Siri.
No. Great.
So whatever it is that haunts your house is now haunting your phone.
Now I have another set of issues.
And then the next thing we know, her phone starts ringing. So she's showing me that Siri has answered. And then her phone goes,
it's weird, isn't it?
I'm kind of wigged out right now. No lie. And I didn't get much sleep because of the NBA Finals.
I know. I watched two.
So I haven't watched one NBA game all season. But I watched the Finals. And mainly because my mom was really excited about it.
Really?
Like, I knew Golden State and the Cavaliers. And the great thing about this was what I realized, I basically just picked up on last year's Finals again. So I knew the main players, yeah, right? Mm-hmm. So it wasn't like I had to go and try to relearn it.
Yeah.
But my mother was excited about it because of Tristan Thompson. And her big deal was, turn on the finals, Tristan is playing. And I'm like, what? Tristan is playing.
Well, Tristan got thrown out of the game.
Tristan Thompson, who is Khloe Kardashian's baby daddy.
Listen, he's been under a lot of emotional stress.
He fried out.
Yeah, he did.
Like, you don't just throw the ball at somebody's face.
No.
And I can't even figure out what really happened. They got him ejected, and I couldn't figure it out.
It was probably whoever was guarding him. I think there's a lot of things that are being said that we don't hear.
Like Steph Curry and LeBron?
Yes.
Talking trash?
Uh-huh.
So imagine this. You're LeBron James. You play a great game. You score 51 points. 51 points. And you don't win. Mm. Like, that's a pretty crazy
deal.
Yeah,
it is.
So, anyway, that was a little bit of drama last night. Of course, the deal with Tristan being kicked out. But I was shocked that my mother was so invested in Golden State and the Cavs because of Tristan, because I didn't realize she was a fan of the Kardashians. Like, she loves them.
Oh, okay.
And she's mad at Tristan because Tristan allegedly had an affair.
Right.
And Khloe was pregnant. Mm-hmm. But I had to hear the whole story, and she had to explain it to my wife. And she had to explain why she thought Kendall Jenner was one of the most beautiful people she's ever seen. And then we saw the commercial for Celebrity Family Feud. Mm-hmm. And she loved the fact that Kanye looked so happy and that Kim was laughing. Like, and I would have never dreamed that my mother, at the age of 62, was a huge fan of the Kardashians.
Wow.
Would you be shocked if your mom was?
Definitely, yeah.
You don't think she probably sits up watching that?
No.
What about the Housewives?
No.
None of that stuff. Mm-mm. What do you figure, if you had to predict what your mother would watch? Like, if she came to my house, took over my TV, what would she watch?
Probably something on HGTV.
Fixer Upper?
Yeah, something like that. Or Chip and Joanna Gaines, something like that.
Property Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
She wouldn't watch
That's
anything.
That's my guess.
Family Feud, would she watch that?
Yeah, I think so.
So, your mom sounds like...
She would fit right in.
My wife.
Yeah.
And my mother doesn't sound like my mother.
I'll call her down to come over this weekend.
Oh, please do that. I'd appreciate that.